Do ora la parola a Mr. Colin Archer, segretario generale dell'International Peace Bureau. You have the floor.
Buongiorno a tutti.
Buongiorno.
It's wonderful to be in a gathering of such a wonderful mixture of people. And of course, so many young people. I'm delighted that you are here in such numbers. And also to be in this fantastic hall, this wonderful space. I don't think I ever remember being in a room with so much history. We feel the presence of all those people who've gone before us. As they say, we stand on their shoulders. And that's true also in constructing peace. Let me tell you the story of the title of this conference. We started with Padova, and then we thought, well, what about peace in Padova? And Paths to Peace in Padova. It sounded nice. But then I thought, that's not right. Gandhi said, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Now, that's not just a semantic joke. It's a very profound reflection about peacemaking and about our own roles in it. We can't expect to have a strategy to arrive at a destination. It's not about that. It's about making peace in our lives and in our communities and in our institutions. And it's the way we do it that is equally important as the results. And sometimes we forget that because we're so desperate to get better results. So, where does it start, the peace path? I think it's right in here, you know, in our own hearts, first of all, and then our families, our communities, our engagements, our political involvements, our parliaments, our regional parliaments, and of course, the highest level is the global institution of the United Nations. Now, you're going to hear a lot more about the United Nations, so I will say very little now, but there is one I'd like to share my view of it with you. Most of history is a series of empires, and perhaps the first big one was in this country, in Rome. My country, the United Kingdom, we had a rather large empire also. But, you know, empires rise and fall. And right now we're seeing another fall and another rise of other big powers. Not necessarily empires, you can argue about what is an empire. But big dominant powers like to enforce their will on others. And for me, the dream of the United Nations is a way to tame these empires, a way to somehow control dominant power. Now, they didn't start very well because they gave the veto to five big powers, and we haven't been able to solve that problem even now. But there's even another problem that we are faced with, that the United Nations itself is becoming sidelined. The big powers don't usually even need it. Who gave the authorizations for all these bombings in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, and so on? When did we have a proper Security Council debate on these matters? And on economic matters, the decisions seem to go through the G8, through the G20, through the OECD. There's all kinds of other structures and institutions that render the United Nations just one of a number of other bodies. And it should be the supreme world body. So we have a real challenge, not only to strengthen and democratize the United Nations, as it says in the title here, but in some way to defend the United Nations also. We have to do all three things at once. to bring it back into the center of human affairs and to try to use it as our instrument, the people's instrument, to tame empire and big powers. The International Peace Bureau has been struggling with many peace issues over the years. Professor Masha has already given an excellent description of our work. I don't need to do that again. We have worked within the United Nations. We've worked outside the United Nations, sometimes even against the United Nations when we felt they were authorizing war. So we've had various positions vis-a-vis this important global body. But we remain committed to the vision of the United Nations, to the vision of the Charter, and to the democratization of that work. This job cannot be done by states alone. It's absolutely vital to have the participation and the critical thinking of the civil society. And I encourage all of you to take part in some way in the work of bringing peace through the United Nations, but also independently. The United Nations cannot do everything. And sometimes there are things that only we can do. So I leave you with this little thought, this challenge, especially to the young people in the room. What is your peace path? Molto grazie.